We welcome Master Gardener Elizabeth Mollica with Tips to Grow On, brought to you by Columbia Nursery and Landscape, serving the Flathead for 28 years on 9th Street West in Columbia Falls. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Hi, Joan. Hi, Robin.
Yeah,
how are
good morning.
You?
I'm very well.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Good to hear. So thank you for having me, and thank you, Columbia Nursery. What is blooming out there in your area?
I tell you what I'd like is a blooming onion.
You have to wait. You have to wait. Well, in close to our house, we have periwinkles blooming, really sweet. Even through the snow, we had a little over an inch of snow yesterday. Glacier lilies, are you you're familiar with them? Oh, they're just so
We've
sweet.
Got some daffies.
Yeah, daffodils.
And the tulips are starting to pop up.
Yeah, nice. Mm. And you have some hyacinths?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, they're just beautiful. Just beautiful, whether under the snow or not. But before I continue, I want to give special thanks to everyone who works tirelessly to contribute in so many positive ways to our community. So thank you. I had a question from last week. From last week, when I talked about the urban IPM calendar, the 2024 calendar. It is wonderful. Lots of gorgeous pictures of even plant diseases to identify. How can I get that calendar? Well, call our local extension office, and that's 406-758-5554. You might try MSU Publications, and that's msuextension.org. They are free for the asking, but I think you need to hurry. I was planning to talk about hardening off your seedlings, and then we had snow, and now we have temperatures in the 30s, maybe 20s overnight. So I think it's a little premature. Please don't put them out yet. John and Robin, you know what's coming up on Monday?
Yeah.
No, Robin, it's not your...
not my surgery, no.
No, it's Earth Day. So it'll be the 54th anniversary of Earth Day. And the theme this year is plastics versus planet. John, you talk a lot about plastics in our water.
Yeah, microplastics.
The microplastics, yes. And my husband just found a story the other day where they found microplastics in the fat that collects in our arteries.
Ooh.
Yeah, not good. So anyway, the theme is plastics versus planet. So I want to talk about Earth Day and eco-gardening. A little history. When did Earth Day start? 1970, and it was really, really brought about. We should give the credit to Senator Nelson from Wisconsin. However, there were, they said, about 20 million demonstrators demanding that we somehow recognize the Earth and what we need to do about the Earth, our wonderful planet. There was a national teach-in, and after the impact of massive oil spills in Santa Barbara, if you remember that, a long time ago. But maybe it all started with Rachel Carson's book, Silent Spring, perhaps in, 1962? We've made a lot of progress nationally. Sometimes we think we're not making any progress, but we are, and we're taking care of the Earth since then. What we've passed legislatively is the National Clean Air Act. We've passed the Water Quality Improvement Act. We've passed the Endangered Species Act. We have passed the Toxic Substances Control Act and the Surface Mining Control and Reclamation Act. And the EPA was established in 1972. So we've done a lot. Well, what does that, all of that, have to do with eco-gardening? And what is that? Well, eco-gardening, in a nutshell, it's we become greener gardeners. We minimize human interference, and we use natural resources and processes. So some people call it sustainable gardening, all of which can help our environment and the Earth in general. So how can we accomplish this? Well, as gardeners, we're caretakers of our outdoor spaces. We have the opportunity to influence plastic and chemical use, local wildlife, and air quality. We have enormous physical and mental benefits that gardening and gardens can deliver. Think about those increased serotonin levels that help our moods. Mm-hmm. So here is a free checklist and easy to look up, and it's called Easy Eco-Friendly Gardening Checklist. And it was put out by a company called SlideShare, and that is slideshare.net. And it's all about how can we conserve water, how can we avoid using so many pesticides, and so much more, how to build bird baths, how to build bird houses, and so on. Wonderful opportunities to pass this on to our younger, our coming generation. So in addition to obvious environmental benefits, gardening sustainably will also save you money. So what's not to love? So I'll give you six ways to celebrate Earth Day with your kids and your grandkids. And John, you want to do that after we go to the nursery?
Start your spring gardening with a visit to Columbia Nursery. Open daily from 9 to 5:30, their greenhouses are overflowing with houseplants, and there's so many to choose from. If your outside landscaping has taken a beating this winter, freshen it up with their multiple selection of chips, mulch, and loamy soil, all located in their bulk yard. Their front end loaders are ready to load you out in a jiffy. Stop by today at 2544 9th Street West in Columbia Falls. Columbia Nursery, 406-892-0339.
And back to you.
Okay, six things you can do with your kids and grandkids on Earth Day or Earth Month, as a matter of fact, or all the time. Pick one day and be car-free, whether you're not running errands on that day. I know it's difficult to do it in Montana. You can't walk very far to get to where you need to be. Or maybe carpool. Take a nature walk. Number two, make a bird feeder or house or bird bath. How about creating recycling bins and keeping stuff out of the landfills? Make positive promises, resolutions for how your family can help the earth. Number five, grow something, seed, sprout, flower, tree, in a pot, in the garden, or in the yard, however you can accomplish that. And please start composting. And if you've never done that, you don't know how to do it, you've always wanted to start, there's a wonderful Mont guide to your newcomers to Montana. MSUextension.org is a wonderful resource, and they have a Mont guide. They're totally free for the download, home composting. And if you're into plant science or horticultural science, I found this wonderful Mont guide. It's been around, still very, very, very valid. And it's called Using Growing Degrees Days to Predict Plant Stages. So if you want to go the extra mile and really find out how your plants are growing and what makes them grow and what the changes are and what about degree day calculations, this is for you. I have some resources for you for Earth Day. And this is from the University of Victoria. And that website is uvic.ca, of course, Canada. And then pbs.org, of course. They're Observing Earth Month with documentaries and so, so much information for you and your kids, your family. And then always the Sierra Club, sierraclub.org, for more things to do with your kids and grandkids during Earth Month. So you will not get bored, I promise you. I have some, and well, I found this. This is quite old, about 4 days old. John and Robin, this is a happy kid on Earth Day. Now, who cannot jump up for joy on this? So MSU has some plant alerts for us. Number one, it's time to fertilize your trees, shrubs, perennials. If you haven't done a soil test yet, please and find out. Want to find out if your soil needs any kind of amendments. Now is the time to do that. And your cool season vegetables, we've talked about that before. Soil temperature is 40 to 50 degrees, so you can start planting peas, carrots, beets, lettuce, spinach outdoors. And then you might see your annual weeds coming up, and it is time, a good time, to treat them with a vinegar spray. So white and cider vinegar, you can use that on succulent annuals. But on these newly tough sprouting perennials, this will not be strong enough.
And you're talking about annual and perennial weeds, huh?
Mm-hmm. Annual weeds, those are easy to kill with a vinegar spray. Robin, you talked about it before that Darcy had used that vinegar spray. And it really works between stepping stones. And it really, really, really works. Needs in the valley, always remember your local food bank and the veterans pantry. Garden to table. Now, you might call them weeds. I call them medicinal. I call them culinary. I call them nutritional. And those are dandelions. You know I love dandelions. Free, you pick. Doesn't cost you a penny except a little muscle energy. Herbalists and my herb teacher always talked about the benefits of dandelions. You use the greens for your kidneys, the root for your liver, gallbladder. It has lots of fiber, of course. It's a little bitter. All the bitter herbs are supposedly very good for your liver and gallbladder.
And you have to get out there and pick them before they turn into parachutes.
Yes, you do. You do. And you know, Robin, you talked about dandelion wine before, I think. Yeah. So use those blossoms. I've made dandelion vinegar, and it turns so sweet because if you've ever eaten one of those blossoms, they're really sweet. Benefits, vitamins A, C, K, E, folic acid, minerals, iron, calcium, magnesium, potassium, very good for your blood pressure. So all these benefits, the next time you look at a dandelion, you may think about that, may not want to kill it necessarily. Next week, I think we need to talk about growing small stone fruit in Montana. Now is the time to plant that, and you look for good plants, good healthy plants. But before I close, I would like to leave you with a quote by Margaret Mead. And she said, "Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it is the only thing that ever has." Thank you for listening. Be well. Remember, we're in this together. And pay forward if you can. And Robin, good luck with your surgery. Recovery.
Well, I'll do my part.
Yeah, you do your part.
I get caught up on some sleep, but they say you need to get up every hour or two and walk around because it's weight bearing. They'll have an electric cattle prod getting me up there.
Yeah. Well, I just got through a week of whining, so we all need to.
I'll get back as soon as I can.
You take care.
Thanks.
And join us next Thursday for our next Tips to Grow On with Master Gardener Elizabeth Mollica. Brought to you by Columbia Nursery and Landscape. Excellent advice, great customer service. Serving the Flathead community for 28 years at 9th Street West in Columbia Falls.